Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott, except Linda is at home this morning doing all types of things around the house and all those things she does because she has things happening. And we have, you know, Hugh and Cry coming in and fixing things, and we have other people coming by. It's been one of those fix-it times around the house. And she's got that under control, luckily, because otherwise I'd have to do it. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We have, we've already got guests in here. We're going to have guests all through the morning, including Congressman Doug LaMalfa. We're going to have District Supervisor for District 3, Pam Giacomini will be in here. And we have authors and just everybody here. But good morning. Hey, we're here, of course, with Jared. It's Friday.
Good morning.
Jared, what's it look like for weather today? Now, Mr. Trump is flying in today. What's it look like?
Well, today's going to be hot with a high of 102 and a low of 69. Saturday's going to be a high of 101 with a low of 70 with a slight chance of thunderstorms at night. Sunday is going to be also a slight chance of thunderstorms with a high of 101 and a low of 72. And Monday will be mostly clear with a high of 102 and a low of 71.
Oh. So it looks like we're going to be having some hot weather here. And weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a locally owned, of course, and it's a veteran-owned business. Give them a call, 365-3793. Okay, let's get going here. We're here with Captain Smith.
Hello.
Hello from Haven Humane, and she has got a cutie with her.
Yes, I do. I have little Ricky here, and Ricky is kind of a fox terrier and maybe some chihuahua in there. We're not sure because he has some brindle markings on him, but he's turned out to be a sweet, lovable dog and very friendly, which is a little bit rare sometimes for little small dogs because they've got a little attitude of their own. But he's just been a jewel to have. Down at Haven, and he's available for adoption. We're recommending him for homes 8 and up. Not that he wouldn't get along with smaller kids. We just don't know if he'll get along with smaller kids. So we'd want to do an introduction if you had kids younger than 8 come in. But I think he might even do all right with them.
He's just sitting in your lap being really, calm and everything.
Yeah, you know, I usually, when I have to do Pet of the Week for Spencer, who's just taking a day off today, I take them home. A well-deserved day off today. I take them home with me at night, and he slept on my couch last night with me for a while, and he's just been in love. So he is housebroken. I can attest to that. He wanted to go out, and he, along with several others, are out there at Haven for people to come and see. So we'd love to get him done.
Forever homes.
Forever homes, yes.
Well, he's a cutie, that's for sure.
One thing I did want to add, Carl, if I could, is that it is getting hot, as you heard the weather forecast shortly before this. And please encourage people to keep their dogs out of the vehicles and off the hot pavement in the hot part of the day. If you're going to go do something with them, take them early in the morning or take them later in the evening when it's cooled down, because that heat will affect them horribly. And this weather gets away from us really fast.
We have listeners that, you know, be on till about 7:30, and then they get out with their dogs because that's when they're going to take them on the walks. Also in the back of pickup trucks, that's still a bad place for them back there.
Absolutely. People think because it's open space that they're getting plenty of, fresh air and that. But the bed of that pickup can get up to 130 or 40 degrees.
Now, who do they call if I see a dog in a car, and obviously There's no owner around and a dog, you know, just sitting in there.
We want you to call Reading Animal Regulation at 241-2550. We have someone available all hours. You get an answering service, of course, after 5, but they will put you through to an officer. We want to know when those animals and vehicles, it takes just a short amount of time for them to die in those cars. So we really want to encourage people to be open and look for that. And if they see that, give us a call.
Okay. Captain Smith, you are a hero in our community.
Thank you.
A lot of people know that and have said that, and it's obviously true. Well, good luck. And we've got a pretty good batting average for getting getting them adopted.
We want Ricky out there, so please.
You know, it's really
a
cute dog.
Yes, he
is. Absolutely cute. And calm. How old is Ricky?
Ricky is 3 years old.
Three, so I mean, he's still almost a pup.
He's a baby. He loves to play.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Let's get Ricky adopted here. Okay, everybody. I've got people already in our chat room. People like, they're talking. They're called Brent Clinton. Maybe it's because a photo of Brent Weaver lining up to get a photo taken with Bill Clinton. Maybe that was it. I mean, I know why. Kristen Schrader was there. I mean, she's a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat. I didn't realize that Brent would line up, and so many people would line up. 800 people, they said. But then you were then on the news. The TV station that was there said, or Channel 7 said, there was only 400 people there. So it's like about half of what they said. So anyway, that still looks like a lot of people lining up to shake hands with a predator. Did I say that? Bernie had 6,000 at his event in Chico. Bernie had 6,000 people in his event in Chico. Bernie says he's going to win California. Do you not imagine how embarrassing that must be? We're going to have a Bernie supporter in here next Tuesday. And I hope that they just cut it. I hope they just cut loose on Bernie and Hillary Clinton. I don't know if they will or not, but we'll see. And see, Trump's coming into town today. You know, this is really interesting. You know, we're up here in Northern California, where many of the legislators down in Sacramento don't know that there's anything north of Sacramento. And now we've gotten Bill Clinton, as it is, Bernie Sanders, and now Donald Trump's flying in today at 1:00. So gates open at 10. They're expecting something like 7,000, 8,000 people out there. So you may want to get out there early. There's going to be special parking, like for big events, like when they have for the air show. Have your tickets with you and get your ticket to Trump's site. And you get 2 tickets, and you just register like that. And, gosh, it's going to be probably crowded. His plane is supposed to come down at 1 o'clock. He'll come back out on the tarmac. He'll talk for hopefully not a long time, since everybody has been standing out in the heat there on the tarmac for maybe for a couple hours. But to come on in and listen to what Trump says for all the people who are going out there. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break here. We're going to come back with Steve Callen, an award-winning author, a local award-winning author that writes about being a game warden and being a game warden's son up here in Northern California. This portion of the show is brought to you by friends over there at Sleep Number. You know, Sleep Number gives you the opportunity for you and your partner, you and your wife, you and your spouse, you and your partner to sleep so well and be able to adjust that bed so either one of you has exactly the right firmness on your bed. And right now you can save $500 on a Memorial Day special bed with Sleep IQ technology. So that Sleep IQ technology helps you get the right adjustments for your bed. My Sleep Number setting is 50. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 40. We don't have to sleep on the same mattress. And a lot of times, you know, one person will need a firmer mattress than the other. Right now, head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go see Brian or Janice over at the Sleep Number store. And here's your chance to save $500 on a Memorial Day special edition bed with Sleep IQ technology. Head on down there. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Cody Titus with Properties by Merit. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you can count on me to get the best results. Not only do I represent both residential and land, but I also specialize in rural properties and ranches. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become a reality. Call or text me today, Cody Titus, at 209-0721.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Washington, D.C. is a long way from the North State, not just in distance, but also in attitude. The decisions made there affect much of our everyday lives. The national debt is nearing $20 trillion. That's mind-boggling. It must be brought under control. And those politicians who say everyone needs to pay their fair share, well, they're talking about you paying more, not themselves. We don't need higher taxes. You already pay too much. The best way to eliminate the crushing debt is to control government spending and the ridiculous regulations that chase our jobs overseas. It's that simple. I voted against the big spenders and to slash the debt. We've put the brakes on more billions of your federal tax dollars being spent on the high-speed crazy train. And I will keep fighting to build new reservoirs, protect our North State water, and force the VA to take care of our veterans. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I authorize this message.
Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Shasta County needs a leader that will bring new energy to the Board of Supervisors. Mary Rickert, co-owner of Prather Ranch, is that leader. Mary is committed to improving public safety services, addressing substance abuse and mental illness, and to strengthening our economy.
I have a strong background in business, in forestry, and agriculture, and have served on numerous boards and community organizations.
Vote for Mary Rickert for District 3 Supervisor. She will solve our challenges sooner. Paid for by Mary Rickert for Supervisor 2016.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Dubai. Good morning. It is 7:18 in the morning here. Good morning, everybody. On June the 3rd, we've had two-thirds of those who are running for president here up in Northern California. The other one rolls in, Donald Trump rolls in, today at 1 o'clock, but you need to be out there early. Gates open at 10 o'clock out there at the, of course, at the airport out here on Airport Road. What's the name of the airport? Is there a name for the airport?
I think it's just Reading Airport.
Reading Airport. Okay. I was just trying to give it a name. Okay. Hey, I'm here with Steve and Kathy Callen. And Steve is an award-winning author and on outdoor from the Outdoor Writers Association, plus many more awards. He has written a couple of books. One of them, his first one was Badgers, Bears, and Eagles. And the second book is called The Game Warden's Son. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you doing?
Doing great.
Great. You know, now, I've read The Game Warden's Son, and for some reason, I haven't read The Badgers, Bears, and Eagles, but I will now. And The Game Warden's Son, though, I thoroughly enjoyed.
Thank you very much.
It's a story of your dad, who became a game warden, and then you, too, and some of the things that you did, and some of the wondrous, silly, I mean, crazy things that people that poach do.
That's correct.
I mean, they're absolutely without brains, some of them, right?
Not very good judgment, I'd say that.
I remember there was one of the stories where people went up. They're having an annual game warden get together up in the mountains or something like that, in a cabin. And two of the wardens got up there early, and they watched somebody come by wonder what they're doing out here at 3 o'clock in the morning with that spotlight.
That was me and another officer.
Yes, that was okay. Yeah. That was you. And so he's kind of like followed him around.
Yeah, we chased him. We were looking out the window. We were up in a two-story, kind of an A-frame building, and just ready to hit the sack because we had been up since 4 o'clock in the morning. And I looked out the window and I said, "Are they spotlighting?" Because it was kind of out in the country there, and this light's way going all over the hillsides there. And the fellow I was with, he says, "Yeah, they sure are." So we ran and got all our gear back on and jumped in his car and chased him all over the mountains for half the night, and ended up finally catching him at the end. Their car had broken down, and we ended up catching them with a deer that they had shot that night. So.
You know, the thing that always astounded me, there's a couple exceptions, but people that were poaching kind of like walked. I mean, they got slapped on the hand.
Well, that was the case to a certain extent, but then as time went on, like here in Shasta County, we had very good district attorney cooperation and also the judges here in Shasta County after kind of educating them on the problems we had and the need for to set a good example for some of these people. Once these people do poach a deer or whatever they poach or they tear up a stream, then, you know, they needed to be told that this isn't something you just get your fingers slapped, and this is something that's serious. And actually, we had pretty good cooperation here in
Shasta County.
Well, that's good.
Because I heard that down around San Francisco that they, you know, abalone, some of these people would be poaching the sturgeon and abalone like crazy, and they'd be getting it wouldn't even be worth the time for the game warden to go in there to watch what happens.
A lot of times, in the old days, out in the oceans, particularly down in L.A. and places like that, when people they'd get caught with a you know, up to 40, 50 lobsters that they weren't supposed to have, and they get fined. It was insignificant fines, and it kind of made it, you want to have something that's going to prevent people from doing it, not, you know, like, so anyway, it didn't
encourage
work.
Them.
Discourage their activity, yes.
That's what you're trying for. Okay, now, you are probably one of the busiest authors I know because you have. I see a list of places that you're going to be at. But you've won a bunch of awards here, and you've won, again, this year, was named the Best Outdoor Magazine Column Award for the third year in a row from the Outdoor Writers Association of California. And so the Best Outdoor Magazine Column, who do you write?
Actually, I started out writing for an online magazines called MyOutdoorBuddy.com.
Oh, yeah, Frank Galusha.
We
know Frank real well.
He's a very good friend of Kathy and I's. And,
great guy.
And wonderful guy.
Went on a cruise with us.
Is that right?
Not this past year, but the year before when we went on around the Greek Isles. He had the British Isles. He had also had a show here on the station earlier on about, you know, my outdoor buddy talking about fishing and hunting. But he spent, right, like, countless hours for a one-hour show doing it, and I just but it was like,
right,
I mean, he'd spend 30 hours a week trying, you know, to cut down for a one-hour show, and I said, you don't need to do that once he's, you know, trying to come here and let people talk. But, you know, Frank, so you wrote for him.
Yeah, we wrote for him, and now I've been invited to write for Outdoor California magazine also, which is put out by the Department of Fish and Wildlife. So
that's great.
Yes,
that's super. So, what made you decide to start writing books?
Well, I've always loved to write. Even when I was a kid, and then working for Fish and Game, I was constantly writing search warrants and arrest reports and this kind of thing. And I've always enjoyed writing. And with a career like I had. Nothing but literally hundreds of stories that I felt needed to be told, you know, and I used to say that sometimes we make a good case or something. I'd say, man, one of these days this would be great for a story, you know. And so 4 or 5 years after I retired, I started thinking about it. And then probably about 5 or 6 years ago, I said, well, I think it's time to start putting it down on paper. And so that's what I did. And it worked out real well. I was real fortunate to have a publisher up in Seattle, Washington that liked what I wrote and decided to publish my book. So
that's cool. I mean, it really is. Now I can just imagine the judge when he got your search warrant. When it started out, it was a dark and stormy night. And, or your arrest reports.
Yeah, that's
we were
right.
as we located you. Warden Callan was laying in the bushes. You say, "Oh wow!" You know,
with a pair of binoculars.
With a pair of binos, sitting there with his trusty dog Rex. Rex.
It was Molly. It wasn't Rex.
Okay, Molly. My trusty dog Molly. Well, look. You know what? Game wardens get up. You know, people don't realize that the game wardens are how much danger they're in. All and y'all are probably one of the most assaulted group of law enforcement officers as any in the United States. And if you think about it, there you are out by yourself, middle of nowhere, and you come up into a camp and there's four or five guys in there, and they've been, you know, it's the end of the day and they've been whooping it up. And you look around and there's just some things that just aren't right.
That's exactly right.
And they're all armed.
That's exactly right. During certain times of the year, about everybody you contact has got a gun, a rifle or a handgun of some kind, and you never know what they're going to do. And a lot of times you're out at night by yourself making contacts, and it can be a very dangerous. It is one of the most dangerous jobs there is, and now it's even worse with dealing with these drug cartels and marijuana.
Well, that would be the other thing I would think about, because they're destroying the environment. And now, are those things that happen, is that things you can give tickets to or arrest people for?
Well, most of the time, those kind of situations, they're involving arrests, you know, that mm-hmm. kind of formal complaints are written, and these are serious felonies. And in addition to the fact that they're destroying streams and drying up streams, you know, so they can provide water for their grow, you know, their marijuana grow.
Sure.
So we have, you know, wardens that have been in very serious situations in the last few years dealing with this. There's actually a watershed enforcement team that the Department of Fish and Wildlife has right now that works on nothing but these kind of things.
They look like SWAT teams going out.
Well, they have to.
Yeah.
They're wearing, you know, bulletproof vests and
sure.
They're prepared just like other law enforcement agencies.
Okay, I just have to ask this question. I had a friend that was a game warden in New Mexico. He said, you know, sometimes these guys were slick. We knew they were we knew they were dirty. It was hard to catch them. So I always carried a throw-down porcupine leg. Did you ever do that?
What?
A throw-down porcupine leg so that he would just kind of, like, drop it there and say, oh, what's that porcupine leg doing there? No, okay.
I don't remember doing that.
He wasn't above planting a couple of porcupine legs, but I'm glad to see you weren't, Steve.
First of all,
Steve's looking at me going, porcupine leg? What is a throw-down porcupine leg?
You wouldn't want to put it in your pocket.
No, it's like a throw-down, you know, throw-down knife or throw-down. He called it his throw-down porcupine leg. So I don't know where he kept it. Anyway, okay, Steve Callan, he's going to be working. Where's he going to be? I'm here with Kathy, too.
Sure.
His wife and publicist, gosh, I wish I had a publicist like you.
A proud publicist. We got Linda.
That's true.
Okay.
Yeah, you see one, you usually see the other.
Yes.
So.
Well, I'm really excited to say that Steve's getting lots of requests for presentations and book signings. In fact, we're booked all the way into next year, 2017. But he's going to next be at the Red Bluff Noon Rotary on June 7th. Then he's going to be talking to the Babes and Nobles Book Club here in Reading on June 27th. Bear Creek Watershed Group on July 7th, and we're going to have a big appearance in Sacramento on July 9th and 10th at the Pacific Flyway Decoy Association Wildfowl Art Festival. Try saying that three times.
I don't say that.
And that's in Sacramento at the Doubletree Hotel. Friends of Orland Free Library, September 1st. Outdoor Writers Association Conference in Morro Bay on October 2nd. Whiskey Tour on November 7th, November 16th, the Reading Sirs, and December 17th, Barnes & Noble, and we'll have lots more filling in. So check his website, steventcallan.com, frequently on the events page.
You know, Steve just goes, yeah, okay, all that stuff's going on. So, but, hey, thanks a lot for coming by today.
Thank you very much.
And I have copies of the Game Warden Sun and Badgers, Bears, and Eagles, and I just, you know, I so much enjoyed the books. And I would, you know, and where can people buy the books at then?
Kathy, you don't.
Okay, yes. They can buy them at Barnes & Noble. It's for sale on Amazon, all over Europe, Asia, the United States, Whiskeytown National Recreation Area, and lots of other national parks are looking into picking
Steve
it
Callan,
up.
Steve Callan, Game Warden's son, badgers, bears, and eagles.
Lassen Park and the Redwoods National Parks also has badgers, bears, and eagles.
Wow. Okay. Hey, thanks a lot for stopping by today.
Thank you so much, Carl.
Okay, here, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Pam Giacomini.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Paid for by Joe Montez for Congress 2016.
Doug LaMalfa, you know that the things you said in this flyer were lies and gross distortions. You know better, Doug. Shame on you.
I know Joe Montez. He's a former judge, a veteran, an honorable man. He is honest, hardworking. He has done wonders for our community. Shame on you, Doug LaMalfa, for spreading lies like this.
Doug LaMalfa, you have tried to destroy my good name with lies that were designed to distract people from your terrible voting record and from your lack of leadership in the 1st Congressional District. You are a sitting congressman for the United States of America, and you have been given a huge responsibility by the people to change this nation for the better. You should be ashamed of yourself for stooping so low as to tell lies to win this race. Shame on you for substituting your judgment for desperation.
Beware of more lies from Doug LaMalfa. And find out more about Joe Montez at MontezForCongress.com.
I'm Joe Montez, and I approve this message.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
There's country in the air at the Shasta District Fair featuring High Valley and singer-songwriter Jackson Mickelson. Now is the time to purchase your advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance tickets and ride all day carnival wristbands. Join us Wednesday for Pepsi Waterworks Park Kids Day with kids admission 12 and under free and the free prize drawing at 6 p.m. on the Pepsi stage. To save on ride all day carnival wristbands and admission tickets, go to ShastaDistrictFair.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 14th. Fair opens June 15th.
When the work's all done and the sun set low, pull out the fiddle and the rosin up the bow. Kids are all asleep, so I keep the cattle low. And thank God I'm a country boy. I'd play it sound a good and all day if I could, but the Lord and my wife couldn't take it very good. So I fiddle when I can, work when I should.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. You're going to go help. You need to fix the microphone there, buddy.
Sorry.
27 minutes until the hour of 8 o'clock, and this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding, California. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Are you going to stand up, or
yep.
You want to sit down?
I'm going to stand up.
Okay. And they have any type of jewelry you can possibly imagine, but they're really heavy into the estate jewelry, but they have their own gemologist there, and jewelry designer guy can build anything. Rebecca's husband, a great person. Both of them, outstanding individuals who give great service, get great value for the money. Plus, the only trained watch repairman in the whole area, right there at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. They treat veterans very well there at Four Winds Jewelry. I'm here with Pam Giacomini. Pam, hello.
Good morning. How are you?
District Supervisor for District 3.
Yes.
In the middle of a re-election campaign.
Yes.
You know, Pam, do you like...
Am I crazy?
No. Are you crazy yet? It's making me crazy.
I know.
Yeah. Well. So the did you drive down last night for Clinton?
No, I didn't. I came down this morning, Carl.
Yeah, I know. You know, when you come down for the show, it's like, Carl, I'm driving here for like 40 hours to get there. So, take a deep breath. Everything okay?
Everything's great.
Hey, you know what? What's the hardest thing about running for office?
You know, that it's interesting because as an incumbent, it's so easy for people to throw rocks at you.
Yeah.
You know, they haven't been in your shoes. They haven't understood what you've had to go through in order to make sure that we find solutions and get things, great things done for our community. And so the hardest thing is probably that.
Well, you know what? It was the strangest editorial I've ever seen in my life. Can I say that?
Please do.
It was the strangest editorial I've ever seen in my life. You know, we do not endorse anybody at the city or county level.
Yep.
We don't, and the reason we don't is y'all are our neighbors. Whether you live up in Burney or here in Reading, you're our neighbors, and you're running for office. And you know what? We applaud you all. You know, it doesn't mean we don't poke at you afterwards.
Yeah. Perfect.
But it is the strangest editorial I've ever read about what a good supervisor you are and the things you've accomplished, but yet there's another way to go.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you do with something? And then somebody wrote a rebuttal to it in the paper, which I thought was just outstanding.
Yeah.
And again, we are not taking sides on something like this at all, but just to watch this, it, to me, is just so interesting. So what happens when you see something like that? I mean, it says, you know, you look at accomplishments, and they're there. And then, anyway, what do?
I called Silas.
Oh, yeah. What?
Absolutely.
Well, good.
Yeah.
What did he say?
Well, he said, I'm just one of three, basically. You know, so fine, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Literally, you get to the seventh paragraph, and you go, okay, thanks. You know, they recognize all the great stuff I've gotten done, and that I've represented the county well and, you know, really accomplished a lot of things for our community, and then go a different direction. I'm like, okay, whatever.
Okay, well, let's...
I don't take it personal.
Well, no, you know what? And you can't take it personal, but it'd be pretty hard not to. You know, when I start seeing some of the things people say, I know about other people here. I mean, can you imagine... I mean, I've seen nastiness at the city level, and I'm thinking, you know, why? I mean, guys, I mean, come on. It's not like you're getting paid $1 million, even though you may spend a lot of money there to get to that job, you know, for a non-paying job.
Yeah. It's
interesting.
Let's
go to the phones. John, good morning.
Good morning to everyone. I tuned in late, so I'm not sure which supervisor is on.
Pam Giacomini.
Good morning, Pam Giacomini.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Great, and I applaud you for your service, too, here in Shasta County and your district.
Thank you.
Yes, I do. But I also want to just say quickly that I was at the Clinton rally at Shasta College last night, and it was electrifying. The people there were crammed into the cafeteria, over 500, 400 outside in the heat, and he delivered a 45-minute speech that had everybody in tears. And his handshakes were strong. It was an incredible crowd. And it's just part of the North State political campaign that's going on. We've had two presidents come to Shasta County in my lifetime, and yours is President Kennedy in the 60s and Hillary Clinton in the first campaign. And now
well, Bush came. But you know what? I read that George H.W. Bush was here, too.
Well, it wasn't too much of a thing. He must have just came through, because I don't remember any rally for him.
Well,
yeah.
I'm just saying is that I just saw that in the paper today. They said that, I think it was an editorial talking about it. That,
I know. Yeah.
Well,
but, you know, it was Bernie and Chico and Trump tomorrow.
Today.
Hopefully going to create a large turnout for local candidates like yourself, Pam, and statewide.
Well, you know,
again, thank you, Pam, for your work, and I look forward to your reelection.
Thank you, John, very much. Well,
thanks,
John. And it's interesting that finally California seems to be getting some play in this election.
Northern California. And you look at it, okay, and whether they had 400 or 800 at the Clinton thing yesterday, but they did have 6,000 or more at Bernie's, and they're expecting 7,000 today out there with Trump.
Wow.
Yeah, so this tells you that, you know, you've got the three major parties playing up here. And it wasn't Hillary, because I don't know if she would have played as well as Bill, frankly.
Yeah, me either.
You know?
Yeah, I agree.
Even though I don't, I have my problems with Bill Clinton, severe problems. But it's the fact is that Bernie's here. And if I was a Democrat for Bernie, I would be burnt right now the way he's been treated.
Yeah.
Whether I agree with him, and I don't agree with anything he says. But the way he's been treated has been abysmal by his own party.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, okay, mm-hmm. Let's go back to Pam Giacomini.
It's okay.
Now, we talked about things you've accomplished.
Yes.
Well, let's go over a few of those things.
A few of those things. Okay. So one of the things is I helped get the emergency rebuild ordinance done. Mm-hmm. So essentially, the Eiler fire, mm-hmm. People lost their homes,
right.
Lots of things. And what used to have to happen was it would take somebody 30 to 60 days to be able to start the rebuilding process, because they had to do an ordinance for every single emergency rebuild. What we did is we streamlined the process to an order that basically folks can just do the board of supervisors can essentially just say, okay, there was a disaster, so go mm-hmm. ahead and start your rebuild process right away. So, those are one of the
little
simple,
things. Yeah.
Yes, simple solving problems like that. Very, very simple. The other one was a boutique winery ordinance, right? So we have all these great people that are growing grapes and making great wine on 2 acres. But because it wasn't zoned appropriately, they couldn't get their ABC license so they could sell that wine. So we streamlined that and made it.
The county actually was streamlining ordinances?
Yes. Cool, huh?
I find that hard to believe. But okay,
no.
All right.
No, no. I mean, there's
I'm
two,
just kidding.
There's
just
two
kidding
examples right there.
Well, no,
yeah.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
Okay, what about water? What about working with water? I know that there's also, too, another substation that was set opened up.
Right, yes. So I worked with the sheriff and obviously the county budget to reopen the substation in Bernie. So everybody from Eastern Shasta County doesn't have to come to Redding in order to get a permit or,
mm-hmm. So. Well, here's my other question, so, Pam.
Uh-huh.
It's a series of them that one, and this reaches back a couple years, but it was when the State of Jefferson people came in
mm-hmm.
and they wanted to be able to give a presentation
mm-hmm.
and they were not allowed to. I've had a couple of supervisors in since then that said, we should have allowed them to give that 15-minute presentation. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, they should be able to give a presentation.
And yet it was voted not to by, everybody or... I think they said next time it's going to take a four-person vote.
Correct.
Would you support that next time?
For them to be able to give,
a presentation. I'm not
Absolutely.
Talking about joining the state of Jefferson. I'm talking about just giving the presentation.
Yeah, I'm open to a presentation.
Okay. Because okay. I think the next week y'all listen to 4 hours of chemtrails.
Exactly.
Yeah, we made national
well,
news.
My fellow supervisors were not happy that I put that on the agenda because I thought, we need to hear it. It doesn't hurt to hear everything. Everybody has a different opinion, and you have to listen to everybody and then find the balance and make the right decision.
What's the balance on that?
The balance on which?
On the chemtrails. But you listen to it 4 hours. But see, that's to me is what y'all should be doing.
Yeah.
Okay. Now,
listen.
The next question is,
okay,
how come it's always Tuesday mornings? How come that nothing's been done to at least maybe every so often have one at night so more people can show up? A lot of us work in the morning. I actually had a supervisor say, why aren't you going to it? Because I'm running two businesses there, buddy. That's what I'm paying you for, is to tell me what's going on. But is there a chance? Is there anybody going to introduce anything that says, hey, look, let's have a meeting now and then in another place, like up where you're at and at night?
We certainly have meetings up there when there are issues that are really key to that area. So, we just had one on the mental housing project that may happen up there.
Oh, yeah.
So we had, we had a meeting there to get input from the community. Very important. And, I don't know why there's always Tuesday morning meetings. That's probably above my pay grade. I don't know.
No, I don't. Yeah, I think as a supervisor, I think the supervisors could change him if they wanted to. That's what I would think. Okay. Hey, look, we're here with Pam Giacomini running for re-election in District 3 as a supervisor. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, veteran-owned business that guarantees his work, whether it's a chip on your windshield or a crack over 2 feet in length. He can fix it. He guarantees it. There's no practicing. This is what this man does, and he does a great job. I've had a 12-inch crack in my windshield he fixed like 8 years ago, and he came and see it. And it doesn't get any better than that, and he guarantees his work. 3208 South Market Street is his shop, or give him a call at 241-8373. Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair, veteran-owned business. All right, we'll be right back in a minute with Pam Giacomini.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Washington, D.C. is a long way from the North State, not just a distance, but also an attitude. The decisions made there affect much of our everyday lives. The national debt is nearing $20 trillion. That's mind-boggling. It must be brought under control. And those politicians who say everyone needs to pay their fair share, well, they're talking about you paying more, not themselves. We don't need higher taxes. You already pay too much. The best way to eliminate the crushing debt is to control government spending and the ridiculous regulations that chase our jobs overseas. It's that simple. I voted against the big spenders and to slash the debt. We've put the brakes on more billions of your federal tax dollars being spent on the high-speed crazy train. And I will keep fighting to build new reservoirs, protect our North State water, and force the VA to take care of our veterans. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I authorize this message.
Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at megastarfinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 3043.
Shasta County needs a leader that will bring new energy to the Board of Supervisors. Mary Rickert, co-owner of Prather Ranch, is that leader. Mary is committed to improving public safety services, addressing substance abuse and mental illness, and to strengthening our economy.
I have a strong background in business, in forestry, and agriculture, and have served on numerous boards and community organizations.
Vote for Mary Rickert for District 3 Supervisor. She will solve our challenges sooner. Paid for by Mary Rickert for Supervisor 2016.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's Friday, thank goodness. It is 13 minutes until the hour of 8 o'clock. I'm here with Pam Giacomini. I want to remind everybody about the National Day of Civic Hacking. Yes, that's tomorrow from 2 to 5:30 at Shasta Venture Hub, 4300 Caterpillar Road. And it starts at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's free. And it's going to be a day of collaboration. Track one, you can build an app. Track two, grow ready in social media family. And track three, field trip, live the vacation, how you can get in here and help get on to the online and say what great things we have around our area here. And then 4:30 to 5:30, happy hour and celebration with Reading City Manager Kurt Starman. Give us a chance to ask Kurt all those neat questions that you've been holding back for years. All of this is tomorrow at Shasta Venture Hub. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we had the people on here the other day, and it was our locals. Reading is a growth area for IT, believe it or not. And we're going to talk to Pam Giacomini now, who is our district supervisor, District 3, running for re-election. And, Pam, that's a big question, is the fact is that people, we're here on the cusp, of IT coming here.
Yes.
People, you know, Reading is one of the five best places in California, for, you know, I'm sure you saw that, for growth in IT, you know, jobs.
Mm-hmm.
What can the, and I know the board of supervisors is not there to make jobs, but what kind of things can they do to kind of encourage this kind of stuff?
Okay, so some of the things that we need to look at, and this Venture Hub is a fabulous, fabulous setup.
Absolutely is.
Absolutely great. So one of the discussions that we've had with the new manager of EDC is that the challenge seems to be fiber. Right?
Fiber optic cable.
There you go.
Yep.
Okay. And so we've had discussions about, well, can't it be broadband towers? Can't we have it in the air as opposed to all that money invested in the ground to do fiber? And so this is something that we're exploring to be able to create more opportunity for people to be, one, connected out in the rural area.
Yeah, that's the big thing. We need to push this out.
Yes, we do.
If you take a look at the classes in these schools that are starting now in coding, and I've gotten involved with those, is that you can do this from home. You can do this from little cohorts of people in an area, as long as they have
the accessibility,
the connectivity,
yep,
high speed connectivity.
Exactly. And I think we have opportunity to do that in a lower cost manner.
How would you do that?
Well, have discussions with cell providers, broadband providers, and see if we can, you know, right now there apparently is a rub between a cell tower and a broadband tower, which makes no sense to me. So as I've been working with
is there somebody on the lines? Is there somebody on the line? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't see that. You've got to point at that. Okay, keep going. I'm sorry. Mike, I'll get you in a second.
Okay. So apparently there's a rub between those two types of towers for some reason. Mm-hmm. I have no idea why. So we need to explore that ordinance and fix that because, quite frankly, if you've got a cell tower and a broadband tower, what's the difference?
I don't know. And you know what? And I should know this because I used to install those things, but or build towers. I'll be in a different country. I don't know. But that's something to take a look at.
Yes.
The other thing, too, is that fiber optic cable is right in the middle of the road out here on 5.
Uh-huh.
It's going to cost like $3 to $4 million to bring it in town. And now I'm starting to, you've got one of Adam McElvain is really pushing it. And then now LaMoffa's talking about it. Joe Montes is talking about it. And I think if we had something like this huge pipe, that it would bring it in. Okay, let's go to the phones. Mike, good morning. Sorry to keep you waiting. Hello, Mike, are you there? Mike, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, hello. Do you have a question for Pam Giacomini?
Yeah, I do. Thank you. I wanted the supervisor to explain to me why she voted for and supports taking away my rights and half of Shasta County's citizens' rights to vote on the upcoming sales tax. I don't know where she lives. I think she lives in Bernie or somewhere, but I don't think there's a Lowe's in Bernie. I don't think there's a Costco in Fall River Mills, and there definitely isn't a Home Depot in Shingletown. So why did you take away my right or my ability to express my thoughts on that sales tax? Because I will express my thought on it when I don't vote for you. Thank you.
Do you have anything to do with the voting on the sales tax?
No, I don't.
Mike, it's... That's a Reading City sales tax that they're proposing, or they're talking about proposing, along with another ordinance that goes with it to say where it's got to be spent. This is not a county thing. I think probably it should be a county tax when you think about it, because it touches everybody in the county. But this is a city initiative. So do you have anything to say about that?
Well, certainly. I mean, certainly we have discussions, and this all came out of the blueprint. Mm-hmm. You hear so much
from folks concerned about crime and the criminal activity and the risk to the community about that. And so basically the thought was, I believe, echoing what the city of Anderson did, and they targeted that sales tax increase, and they call it something else other than a sales tax increase, but
safety, something.
Anyway, so that it's targeted to just public safety funds. Period.
But there has to be a there has to be another ordinance on top of that, or initiative on top of that, to say that that's where it's going to go to.
Exactly.
Now I understand about $3 million of that each year is supposed to go to the county. And what I think Mike's upset about is that, hey, look, I don't live inside the city yet. I don't get a chance to say anything about it. You know, I don't get a chance to vote, and they're going to raise my sales tax. But this doesn't fall onto you.
No, it does not.
Okay,
and the voters are going to vote on it.
Yeah, just in the city.
There.
Okay. Hey, let's go to the phones. Billy Bob, good morning.
Hey, Carl. Thanks for taking my call. Yes, a question for you as far as a supervisor in the last 4 years. We had a chance in this county to garner one of the best companies in America, Fortune 250, 3M Corporation, and Moody Flats up here. And my question to you, did you ever make an effort, as I know the Board of Supervisors did not, except for Bill Chappelle, to garner and incentivize their location in the area above Shasta Lake City, which would have given us $80 million to $100 million of initial construction costs, plus 125 jobs paying all $25 to $30 an hour, plus the spinoff in costs and operations that would have generated tires, diesel, grease, oil, everything in this town as a hub. And I was wondering if you ever met with those people, and what efforts did you make to get those people in town? All right, thank you.
Thanks, Billy Bob.
Absolutely. So I actually toured the location with the 3M Corporation, and I believe it's a great project. Now, why 3M pulled back and decided not to move forward with the project, I can't answer that.
Well, there was a lot of not in my backyard type interest in this,
there
but
was.
This is like the third thing in a row that's happened to Shasta County.
Uh-huh.
We had the giant, we had that mall that, you know, that y'all voted 5-0 for.
I wasn't on the board.
Okay, you weren't on the board
then.
Well, that was, gosh, it was that long ago.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, but you know, we chased it away. Excuse me. There was something else, but then this last one, this 3M. I mean, Billy Bob is exactly right. And for somebody who's got a new trucking company, I could have been running that truck up and down that road every day. But the whole thing from 3M was they were getting opposed by a relatively small amount of people and chose to pull out. I think people ask us, what did the Board of Supervisors try to do to say, hey, look, we're going to make it happen? Did that ever happen?
No, the board did not have that discussion because 3M decided not to move forward with their environmental document. They stopped moving forward.
Right then.
Okay, and the cool thing about that project actually is that most of the product would be shipped out on rail.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so as far as infrastructure.
It would have had no impact on infrastructure. People just didn't want it out there. You know, anyway, Pam, we got like about a minute and a half left. Tell us why people should vote for you next Tuesday.
You know what? Because I listen to people and I have great, a really good way to make sure that we find the solution, we solve problems, like the second family ordinance. So this wonderful lady calls me, and she says, and I'm not even her supervisor, right? But she knew I would solve the problem. She was going to have to get off of her second family. She's 90, living next to her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
But because the second home was built for her husband when he was ill, they were going to have to make her move. She had to get a doctor's approval to make sure that...
Uh-huh.
That she was ill and she needed to be there, and it's like that's ridiculous.
So those are the kind of things that you're talking
those
about.
Absolutely, right. Absolutely.
Okay, how do people get a hold of you?
Hey, they can go to my website, PamGDistrict3.com.
Okay.
Or give me a call at my home, 335-7016. I'm in the phone book.
I think, Pam, that you've worked hard for your constituents.
I have.
There's some things that have happened that, you know, we don't all agree with. But, you know, good luck in the upcoming election.
Thank you, Carl, very much for having me.
You bet. Okay, look, we're going to take a quick break for the news. And, it's going to be 5 minutes, and then we'll have Congressman Doug LaMalfa back. And let's talk about this campaign and everything else that's going on. We'll be right back.
They're Redding.
News is out.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Bob Agnew. Stocks opened lower after the May jobs report showed that hiring slowed precipitously last month. Economist Diane Swonk says that the numbers amount to a slap in the face to the U.S. economy.
Not only were the losses much more broad-based and deeper than we expected, but revisions to March and April were also to the downside.
The U.S. economy added only 38,000 jobs in May, the lowest amount in 5 years. Army teams and other emergency crews continue to search along a Fort Hood, Texas creek for four soldiers still missing from a truck that overturned in the swift water there, killing at least five, all part of a much broader pattern of accidents on Thursday that drew the attention of Defense Secretary Ash Carter and these comments.
A Navy Blue Angels F-18 crashed in Tennessee, and unfortunately the pilot was lost in that incident. And down at Fort Hood, a troop carrier overturned.
Officials say the 2.5 truck overturned in Owl Creek during a morning training exercise. Major General John Uberti is a deputy commander at Fort Hood.
Well, our priority remains on searching for our four missing soldiers. We also are providing support and counseling for the soldiers' families.
The number of dead in floods in Europe has now risen to at least 15.
People expected this to be bad, not as bad as this. The official death toll for Germany in the last few days is six. Six people have lost their lives in the most appalling circumstances. In one case, reportedly, a woman, her mother and her grandmother all killed when their house was engulfed by a raging torrent of water which actually collapsed the property that they were in.
As the BBC's Jenny Hill reporting, more downpours are in the forecast all the way from France to Ukraine. More on these stories from townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-423-4557. That's 1-800-423-4557. 1-800-423-4557. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors not available in all states.
Amtrak says it will begin allowing passengers to bring small pets on trains during weekends and holidays. More from correspondent Linda Kenyon.
More than 7,400 pets have traveled on board Amtrak's Acela trains along the Northeast Corridor since a pilot program launched in October of 2015. The policy requires an advance reservation and a $25 fee each way, with the exception of service animals. Only one cat or dog is allowed in an enclosed carrier on trips lasting up to 7 hours, and the pet and carrier combined must not weigh more than 20 pounds.
That is correspondent Linda Kenyon reporting. Police in Los Angeles say a former UCLA graduate student who killed a professor and himself had also killed a woman in Minnesota before he carried out Wednesday's murder-suicide on campus. Investigators say Manek Sarkar had composed a so-called kill list with several names on it. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Who will Donald Trump select as a vice presidential candidate? The latest rumblings have NC Senator Richard Burr on the short list of running mates. Former U.S. Senator of Missouri Jim Talent shared with the Salem Radio Network his thoughts on Burr.
Well, Richard's a very sound guy and a very clear and penetrating thinker. He obviously is very much aware of what's going on in the intelligence community. So, you know, my gut reaction is very good. I mean, you have to think in terms of the politics of it. You know, I love Richard as a senator, and I think he's an outstanding public servant.
Jim Talent, also a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. A Pennsylvania high school is going to find a way to recognize graduating students who've chosen to join the military. That after a student was told he was not allowed to wear a red military sash to graduation that would signify his commitment to enlist with the Marines. According to PennLive.com, the student signed a contract to enlist and was given the sash to wear at his high school. They said he was not allowed. More on these stories from TownHall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 5 after 8 and 35 seconds. 5 minutes and 35 seconds after the hour of 8 here on June the 3rd. That's right, we're into June. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, everybody. I'm here with Jared. Jared, tell us what the weather looks like here, buddy.
Well, as expected, it's going to be hot, and it's going to be 102 today with a low of 69. Saturday, it's going to be 101 with a low of 70 with a slight chance of thunderstorms. Sunday, also another slight chance of thunderstorms with a high of 101, a low of 72. And on Monday, it will be 102 and a low of 71.
Oh, wow. Well, it's not going to be that 105 or 110 then. So, but hey, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our friends out there, Chuck and Judy Kinney. Veteran-owned business, won an award for hiring veterans out through Shasta Tanks out there. Great people, discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793 if you're interested in doing business. Okay, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Properties by Merit and John Scaife. I tell you, John's kind of in charge over there, and John Scaife has got all the types of information and knowledge for either residential or commercial properties. Give him a call at 2338-2112. That's 338-2112. Or check out his website at pbmerit.com. All right, Jared, we're waiting for Congressman LaMalfa to give us a call here. We're hoping. So, okay, here's the news I was watching today. I was reading today the news. There's a teacher in Texas. If you have not seen this, a teacher in Texas, and her mugshot's out there, she's a very attractive lady, looks like she's in her 20s. Teaches middle school and has had an affair with a 13-year-old student who not only did she have daily encounters with him, his parents knew about it, supposedly. She was invited. They said, oh, that's fine. She was invited to family outings, family dinners, and she got pregnant. Now, when child, and nobody knew about it. The only way the authorities found out about it was some of the kids were talking about inappropriate touching during the school day, and then child welfare practices started coming around. So then she had an abortion, and then she's turned herself in. Now, I don't know what it is when you see this, that this kind of stuff goes on. I mean, 13 years old. Okay, let's talk about something better than that. But you've got to imagine, I mean, how does that work? I'm not sure. But on the phone with us, and this is a horrible segue, but it has nothing to do with the last subject, but it's Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Good morning, Congressman.
Well, good morning. I didn't have the speaker on, so I don't know what you're saying.
Oh, well, it was about that teacher. Did you read about that teacher in Texas that had an affair with her 13-year-old student in middle school? And the family knew about it. She was welcome to all their family outings and all this. I mean, it was just like, oh, my gosh. I just,
I
when you see.
Heard, I haven't heard that version
well,
of that.
Oh, my.
You hear about those incidents quite a bit these days.
Oh, my gosh. And they're always, you look at them, and it's usually females. I don't know what's going on here. And they're all, like, in, you know, young. What's going on? There's something strange about that.
There's a lot of strange things that don't make any sense
yeah.
in modern society.
Yeah.
I don't know where we're going.
Hey, so what do you think about this? Up here in Northern California, sleepy old Northern California, got the Bernie, got Bill Clinton, and got the Donald flying in today.
I guess we matter, don't we? When you have a contested election that is close, at least on the Democrat side, and I think for Donald Trump, it shows like, you know what, I'm going to make an effort to represent the whole state and the whole country. So that's pretty cool. I didn't hear what kind of brew they were stirring up in Chico or at the Bill Clinton rally there, but I can only imagine.
The burn had they said like 6,000 people, and Bill Clinton had between 400 and 800, depending on who was doing the reporting. And today they're figuring, I don't know, 7,000 people out there at the airport. And I just got something over the chat line that says that the news just announced that Trump will be in Redding, California today, and that the police should be ready. I'm not sure if they understand Redding, California. That I'm not sure that the protest would turn violent at all or anything like that, even if there are protests.
You'll get some drifters coming in from, you know, some might ride up from Chico or something like that, you know, from the campus, or some will come out of the hills, or a few dopers will show up, things like that. But, you know, it probably won't be anywhere near the proportion like what you see in San Jose and other areas. But they won't miss a beat. They'll have at least some of them out there that will.
Well, the
when the TV news covers it, they'll probably give them 50% of the coverage with three people standing there with a couple pathetic signs, and the other 50% will be what actually went on, right?
Well, probably. I mean, I've seen that before. Now, it is on the rules. You got to have tickets, and you got to go through a metal detector. So please leave all your weapons at home, knives. I think there's no backpacks, and no.
That kind of goes without saying, right?
Yeah, it goes without saying, but it just kind of like, you know, okay, I'll do that. But it also said no cameras with removable lenses. That's just kind of strange. I'm not sure what that means. Okay. You are in a contested congressional race.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. Yeah.
You didn't know? Did you know people are running against you?
Yes, Carl, I'm aware.
I'm just wondering, you know, because you say that's so you've been told. Okay. There's been a lot of things going on in the back and forth. Joe Montez was on here the other day and was saying that you're not being fair.
That's laughable, really, because he had that's the only other campaign that has a bunch of money thrown at it by some dark money PAC groups there. So mainly a couple of guys in Chico that are throwing a couple hundred grand at it all of a sudden. So I don't get what their deal is, but the other fellow there has been launching, it's been for about 4 weeks now, nasty pieces of mail and TV and radio ads and internet stuff that has attacked my record, misrepresenting me on water. Get this one, he thinks I want to send our water to Southern California, and what I'm really been trying to do is work in the legislation we've worked on to preserve water rights first in Northern California, build more storage so we have more water overall, and when we have excess water that isn't being captured by a dam because they're either dumping it, which I oppose, you know, Shasta Lake had room for about 11 more feet, which is about 330,000 acre feet, and our government agency water managers start dumping water before it had a chance and before you could project when the full mark would be reached. So we're going to be 330,000 acre feet less of capacity in Shasta, 150 in Oroville, about 100,000 in Folsom. All that water was dumped and has run out the delta. So what I'm talking about is water as either being dumped or is downstream of the dams that couldn't be captured by the dams, that stuff that runs out the delta. We should be lifting that water from the delta and putting it in yet another storage facility, like, say, San Luis Reservoir, which is only half full. But since they refuse to run the pumps down there because there might be a fish nearby and it might cause turbidity and it might this and it might that, they have a hunch, they didn't run that. So now we have a reservoir down there that's a million acre feet less full than it could be. And three up here, they're about 1.6 less than they, 0.6 less than what they could have been too. So if you add all that water to the water pie of California, if we go through more drought next year, the following year, which they're calling for La Nina, it's probably a little early to worry yet, but we're 1.6 million acre feet shorter of our whole state getting through what we could have done. What I was for, and still am for, is lifting that water from the delta that has already escaped our area, that we couldn't have impounded or were forced to dump for flood control purposes, and put that into a different facility. Thereby, that extra stored water will be available instead of them having to come after us with their lawyers and their numbers of legislators saying, hey, the water's up there, let's declare an emergency or somehow change water rights, because they're talking about that too. You got more water in the water pie, it insulates us from that threat just a little bit more, and it also precludes some of the need that they would identify as building those delta tunnels. So, I guess if you're against my position on the bill, you want delta tunnels, you don't want the lakes to get full, and you want water to run out the ocean. That's what the other guy needs to be answering to.
Okay, we're here with Congressman Doug LaMalfa, who is clarifying his position on water. We're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club. You know what? It's going to be 102 today, so you want to go out and really work out hard. So if you go out on the road and you work out really hard, it's going to be like 110 on the road. So what do? You go into Wellgate Sports Club. You go into a place I go to, and you go into a beautifully maintained club, sports club. You get onto the machines. You get your run in there. You can lift a lot of weights, either machines or free weights. Sauna, they have the locker rooms are just been refurbished. They're beautiful. And if you're of the ilk, you can go into the Boheme Spa afterwards for a facial, like Jared does when he goes and works out there. This is a great place. Plus, they have the only saltwater pool available in a sports club there, and a great certified professional who teaches aerobics in the water. Give them a call at 768-1205 or just head on down to the intersection of Eureka and Court Street, 1740 Eureka Way. We'll be right back with Congressman Doug LaMalfa.
Hi, I'm Cody Titus with Properties by Merit. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you can count on me to get the best results. Not only do I represent both residential and land, but I also specialize in rural properties and ranches. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become a reality. Call or text me today, Cody Titus, at 209-0721.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Shasta County needs a leader that will bring new energy to the Board of Supervisors. Mary Rickert, co-owner of Prather Ranch, is that leader. Mary is committed to improving public safety services, addressing substance abuse and mental illness, and to strengthening our economy.
I have a strong background in business, in forestry, and agriculture, and have served on numerous boards and community organizations.
Vote for Mary Rickert for District 3 Supervisor. She will solve our challenges sooner. Paid for by Mary Rickert for Supervisor 2016.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
play bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Bingo.
Don't miss our monthly $24,000 bingo blowout, rock and roll bingo, and paper-only sessions, where 12 regular games pay $400.
Cash.
$25 for two books. Additional books are only $5, plus 10 lucky winners will be selected to play the Mystery Treasure Chest game.
For a mystery prize.
So grab your friends and play bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Wind River.
For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com.
Bingo calendar subject to
bingo
change.
Is better at the river.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebot. Good morning. It is 8:20 in the morning here on the 3rd of June. 80 degrees out there, going up to 102 today. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Don't leave dogs, cats, children, grandparents, or anything in that car and just park it and leave it there thinking you're going to be back in 2 minutes. Never works that way. And speaking of heat, how about Alliance Heating and Air? You want your air conditioner working perfectly, you call the pros down at Alliance Heating and Air. Best in the North State in 2015. Give them a call, 221-2642. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. We use Martin and his people to take care of all of our heating and air conditioning needs, especially air conditioning now. They are a bunch of pros, and they can't say, I can't say enough about how good they are. A better-known business. Okay, we're here with Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Good morning, Congressman. And,
Hi, Carl.
Yeah, thanks for calling back. I may have pushed the wrong button there. Hey, Congressman, all these things that are happening in this presidential race. You know, last time everybody says, you know, Trump and whoever he ran, or not Trump, but Obama and whoever he ran against. Everybody said, "Oh, that's the race." Well, you have to really get, you know, it's going to, you know, impact our nation, and it did with Romney. But this election could have significant results with the chance of appointing up to three, maybe even more, Supreme Court justices.
Carl, the Democrats aren't shy anymore about anything they'll pass. If we can pass bills or somehow be publicly for strange men going into girls' restrooms, and that's somehow okay. If we can have a situation where they can pass legislation like they're doing in Sacramento, we're able to stop this stuff in D.C. because we have a Republican majority. But you see the stuff they're doing down there with if felons should be able to cast their votes from prison. They want to have, you know, same-day registration and automatically register. Everybody gets a driver's license unless you opt out. They're corrupting every American value, I think you can imagine, down there in that state capitol right now, and our guys are badly outnumbered on this. And so there's nothing that they're afraid of on pushing across.
The latest,
so if Hillary were to get elected, it'll be a continuation of the out-of-control executive branch actions that Obama is doing, and probably with even less reservations about some of these issues, because she's really trying to play to the far left. In this election, she's got to keep up with Bernie, and that's about as crazy as it gets right there. So, and people will say, well, you know, there's this Never Trump thing going on. And there was people that didn't bother to show up for Mitt Romney because they didn't like one thing or another about him. There's people that didn't like McCain. Well, you know what? We've suffered 8 years because people didn't show up to defeat Barack Obama. And so, do we want to suffer 4 more years? How many more torpedoes can you want to let these people put in the side of the American ship here with them in charge? Yeah, Trump, he's not a perfect guy. Neither was Mitt Romney, neither was John McCain. All right? So, but when these nominees are put forward, they're put forward by the votes of the people, not a backroom deal with the party, some smoke control room or whatever. It was the voters of these 50 states and territories that had a say in it. And California's going to finish off the choice here next Tuesday in both of those elections, basically. So, you know, if you're going to stay home because you don't see the perfect candidate out there, well, you're going to watch the other side that will show up, and they will further these policies that are just killing us, especially in rural America. So,
could I say then is that you will work vigorously to have Trump elected then?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, that's
both Paul Ryan and I gave him our endorsement yesterday.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. You know what? Come to think of it, I did think I saw something that says Ryan said he'd vote for him. Well, you know, the thing is,
so I'll be at the airport in 102 degrees today.
You're going to be there?
Oh, yeah.
Well, looks like I'll be there, too. Maybe we'll see each other.
I'll be the one with the extra water bottles I'll be carrying on me. So
big hat too, I hope.
Big hat, and on this. Let's talk about some things that are happening back in the on the East Coast there. This thing with the continued buildup of forces in Iraq and around Iraq, is this being trumpeted at all? Is anybody noticing this at all?
Say that again, please. You're kind of breaking up.
The continued buildup of forces back in Iraq. We're putting more and more people back in Iraq. It's like on the sly, but you'll read about it. There's another unit that goes over there. There's a bunch of them in Kuwait. Are we getting ready to go back into a shooting war over there?
Well, I don't think that it'll be this president who authorizes that, and anything he would do in the area. Congress is going to take a very long and probably view it pretty askance there, what he'd be trying to do, because, the engagement with ISIS that we authorized a year and a half ago has been pretty pathetic. They're still letting tanker trucks go through because they're afraid of hitting the trucks because those guys have jobs with families and stuff. So the tanker trucks full of oil crossing the borders into Turkey or wherever, they aren't serious about this. So putting these units in here, I think, hopefully it had, as little surgical strikes that have been helpful in helping the Iraqis and Peshmerga and the others that are pushing back in the various areas. And, some of it's making a difference. So I can only hope, even with a fairly incompetent administration and some of his appointees to the military institutions there that seem more worried about making a social justice program out of the military than about really being effective in the real job of the military. You can just hope that what these units they're inserting are given the tools and the mission to do on that limited basis something that's going to be helpful. And we're hearing some positive things. It's one city at a time they're knocking them down, but every day you hear yet another round of Christians being captured or, opposing soldiers being captured by ISIS and horrific things being done to execute them. So we're not done with this, but we need to have, whatever it is we do, a really comprehensive, well-thought-out, defined mission and what our role is going to be. If it's going to be limited to airstrikes and with, some observers and some advisors like that, fine. If we're going to be putting troops in there, we better darn well be there with a mission to win and squash these people in a month.
Well, that leads to the next part then, because everything I read is the military is in deep trouble when it comes to things.
Terrible shape, man. They have to borrow parts. Yeah. They have to borrow the parts Corps, off of an airplane.
I don't know if you knew that the Marine Corps, a third of their F-18s, a third of them can't fly because they don't have parts or they don't have the people to work on them. I mean,
in some areas it's a higher number than that.
Yeah, for the Air Force, it's worse. Yeah.
Yeah. What have they been doing? When they're taking parts off of museum planes in order to keep current stuff running, we're not in a state of readiness. And so, if the other countries that really don't like us look at the Obama era as a nice free for all for them, if we finally, if somebody tough in that executive position, then do they make their move the second day? Do they start January 22? Let's say Donald Trump gets elected and sworn in January 20. We'll be in such a bad state of non-readiness, and this president, with his executive take on it, isn't going to be doing a whole lot to help that. Not even the VA. So, what will these guys try once the new power's in place, if it indeed is a more conservative-leaning one than Donald, as in Donald, or wherever Hillary or Bernie is? I think we're going to have some huge challenges with that change there, and everybody's been waiting, laying back to see how weak we could get. We'll make their move. Who knows? Who knows what could happen?
That's true. You know what? I want to talk to you about the VA. I need to take a quick break here. I'm going to cut back on a lot of these things, but
I got to run pretty soon.
How much more time do I have with you then?
Just a few minutes.
Okay,
I'm going to head up your way, man.
Oh, well, you should have headed up early and we could have had breakfast, too. Anyway, let me talk to you about the VA. You've got the head of the VA saying is that the lines are a lot like Disneyland. I mean, what is this guy a complete idiot?
I would have to categorize him as such. How could you say something like that publicly and be serious, and then come back and defend it. Like, oh, well, I used a poor example. It should be more like, you know, I don't know.
Well, Disneyland came after
him. We want to remove him, get him resigned. But, you know, I mean, the federal government from the executive level, from this president, is going to be a wasteland for the next 8 months anyway. They don't get it. They don't seem to care to get it. The president is pretty much checked out, other than what damage he can do by inflicting the EPA and Endangered Species Act and Clean Water Act and whatever they can do, how many monuments they can declare. You know, it's tough. And what people are frustrated is, well, how come Congress doesn't do something? Well, we work things in the area of what we have control over after a law has passed. We work to defund. We work to bring suit when the president overreaches executive power, and we win often on border issues, on Obamacare issues. He's been losing a lot of lawsuits lately with his executive overreach, and so we hold him in check on that. So every bill that we try to do, the House puts out good bills all week that conservatives would say, hey, that's a good bill. But they got to get through the Senate. A handful of them do because they need 60 votes over there. They only have 54. The ones that do get out, if the president doesn't like them, bam, veto. And we have to somehow muster 67% in both houses. And Democrats will not give a single vote to override their president. So here we are at this, you know, loggerheads at the federal level. But, you know, when people say, like, well, you guys, all you do is give the president everything he wants, which is just laughable to me, too. If we were giving him everything he wanted, that would look like gun control, more taxes, all the crazy stuff you hear about us actually trying to stop if people are paying attention would actually be coming true. So I know it's frustrating. I'm just as frustrated. You may hear it in my voice here. But also, you know, I'm happy to go out and take the arrows in the chest, but not the ones in the back. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Hey, now, you talked about SCOTUS. The Supreme Court of the United States came down hard on the EPA and said you can't just tell people how to use their land without them having a chance to have a day in court.
Yeah, another win right there. And this is the Supreme Court without Scalia on it, you know?
This was like an 8-0 vote.
There's been a couple of them lately that are on the side of the Constitution. So don't think for a minute that the other four have turned a new leaf or that Anthony Kennedy, you don't know where he is half the time. It's probably because these cases have been so obviously unconstitutional that the court couldn't rule it another way. And maybe, you know, maybe the Dems on that court are pretty political. They may be looking at how a political situation would hurt election chances, because I've seen you can usually count on them to vote in favor of the government against the people in a lot of the cases they do, because they've upheld other EPA acts in the past, which just have me shaking my head. The Waters of the United States is one we will continue to battle, because they don't have control of every drop of water that falls on your land in the country. But on this particular one, yes, well, they agreed that you should have your day in court if a federal agency should happen to try and jack you up on something that they're making up.
Well, you know, this, and you see these things in court all the time. Somebody wants to, you know, put a water catchment area on his land for his animals. And, I mean, it's gotten to be is
that guy, that guy in Montana beat him.
Yeah.
He beat him.
He did beat him. And but the thing is that it shouldn't take him thousands and thousands of dollars for these things. It's the overreach of government. I haven't heard
it
Trump say.
It probably had a gray hairs and probably has him on blood pressure medicine. And who knows what else it did to his health, because you got one small family versus the mass of federal government, which they don't care how fast it gets done. We know the VA case right there in Shasta County, where they're thinking about bringing charges. The U.S. attorney has it right now in their case file, and it's just hanging there. It's just hanging there for month after month after month, saying, well, we think it's a case, but we don't really know if we're going to do it or not. Meanwhile, the benefits have been cut off to this family while they're waiting it out.
Wow.
I mean, this is just government abuse that's gone beyond any idea of checks and balances or what's right and wrong. You know, when the couples are in their 80s, what is their alternative? It's not right. And so that's why we got a clean house in Washington on this thing, and put people in that are going to actually be on the side of the people. And, you know, if I was the president and I woke up and I saw this stuff going on at the VA with Arizona and these fake waiting lists and people dying in line and all that, I would be immediately angry and then call down to the VA and whoever that guy or gal was in charge, say, look, I need a briefing in 24 hours, and I want action within 2 weeks. Otherwise, you are gone. And it would, and I'd come out publicly and grab that lectern and do so and tell everybody how I feel about this, because that's outrageous. That and a gazillion other subjects that are going on that they're not taking action on. They'd rather have the borders stay open and refugees, so-called, that haven't been vetted coming into this country and undermine it. So I just don't understand. And then people that elect them, okay? 40-something percent of the population thinks it's either a good idea to like Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton. Are you kidding me? Anyway, I'll stop the rant.
You got to come up here, so we're going to let you go.
Well, anything else you need, Carl?
Yeah, I need an administration that believes in the Constitution. I need judges that believe in the Constitution. You know, I'm willing to live by that, but I don't want people and nameless, faceless bureaucracies making these decisions. I mean, we've got enough troubles right here in California. I would hate to see it spread throughout the rest of the United States. That's what I need.
So I would like you to
fix that immediately, there, Congressman.
I'll do it before I get to town. So. Sacramento's on a rampage. People, you got to pay attention to the state legislature.
Oh, my God, these guys.
A slew of gun bills went through the other day. Labor bills, I mean, it's
mind-boggling. Did you see the latest one? This Senate bill that's coming through is saying that if you speak up against climate change of the way that that Obama and the Democrats say, if you speak up against it, you can be prosecuted?
Loretta Lynch, that's right out of... are they serious about this? Is this stuff
anecdotally? This is a bill that says they can, if like big companies are saying, hey, wait a minute, climate change is not this and that, we need to drill for oil. And I haven't read the whole bill, but it's a chilling effect on your freedom of speech. And it's going right against the First Amendment by saying, oh, no, you can't say that because the scientists say that climate change is caused by man, and we need to do this. And if you speak against this, if you publish articles about this, that you can be prosecuted by DAs or the Attorney General's office. You might want to have you guys give you a brief on that one, because I just heard it the other day.
I hear this stuff, too. I can't imagine how that would pass, but at some point, people need to speak out much more strongly than they ever have. And, Jefferson talked about that. So, how much people are willing to sit and watch, The Voice and other stuff like that while this happens to their lives, to their kids' lives, and their possibilities that they have as Americans before they take action? How long do they want to stay in that cocoon or that fog and think, oh, that'll be great to have Bernie Sanders give us free college? None of this stuff is free. Stuff doesn't come from just the government, because the government, it takes your dollar and you hope you get at least 50 cents of worth of effect out of that. You shouldn't let the government be in charge of your education system the extent it is, or your highway system, or making high-speed rail, or all these other things that it wants to do. And return that power back to the local level, to the people where it belonged to begin with, until the country fell asleep, and let this power keep drifting into...
It's been going on a long time.
It has been a long time, and so...
It's been under every presidency. It's just another little... It may be doing it slower in some areas. Like Obama came in, he promised he was going to do this, and he's lived up to his promises.
Yeah, looked right in the eye and said, we're going to change the country to something else, and so, we're getting it.
Yeah,
But as long as we have the cable TV, paid for each month and such as that, then I guess people can just stay in the fog. But that was the idea of the Tea Party movement when it happened in 2009, that people stepping forward and saying, look, we're afraid for our Constitution. And that was a good thing. And I see that waning a lot here as they're starting to get into fighting amongst themselves over things.
Oh, they've been fighting among themselves for years. So, anyway.
Yeah, hey, so it's sad. We have to do better than this. And let me just finish off this here. Okay. Mr. Trump will be in Reading here this afternoon. And a lot of people have misgivings about him. But what you have to remember is that we have a three-legged stool of the process in D.C., okay? There's the House, the Senate, and the White House. In a sit-down meeting with Speaker Ryan, I also had a chance to sit with Mr. Ryan, Speaker Ryan, at dinner, me and a few other guys after that. And he said that Paul Ryan said, look, we'll be able to work with him. He wants us to be able to do a lot of the nuts and bolts stuff, which is the process. There's 400-plus of us in the House. We have many committees. We have time. We can grind through these things. He wants to be a little more of a big-picture guy. So he's going to rely upon us, that relationship with Speaker Ryan, and all of us. You know, I hope to start building on that relationship today, talk about really three thrusts, our water issue, our burning timber each year, and fixing the VA. And I know he gets that already, but on a local level, he'll be able to see it when he's standing in Shasta County. So we'll be able to work with him. We'll be able to have some sway with him here. There will be times when, you know, people here are going to get a little exasperated like you do with anybody. So, but we have one heck of a lot better chance with Mr. Trump as now our nominee than we will ever have if it's Hillary or Bernie, or should they bring Joe Biden in off the sidelines once Hillary gets indicted. So, you know, we'll be better and we'll work through this. And this is what the people have given us, and this is what we will do. Okay?
That's, you know what, I have had qualms about Mr. Trump. But I'm looking at the fact is that I think that he's got the qualities that can work. But he's got to rely on some other people that have been there.
Of course you can. Any president. He's one man or one woman if one gets elected that way. So you have to surround yourself with people. You have to build trust with the other two, you know, pieces of government that are the House and the Senate. Build that trust. Spend time over there. Obama should have visited the Hill quarterly. We saw him one time in like 3 years there in the Capitol visiting the Republican conference. So, you know, that's not upholding the people's will or the way it's supposed to be done when we just stay on the sidelines. You know, the leaders go down and visit him at the White House and some yelling goes on and then they leave. But it's just not putting the American people and the greatness of this country first. And I think we really have that opportunity, as Donald says, make America great again.
Well, we'll see. Let's hope so. I mean, you know what? You know, frankly, we're going to be, you know, we're Northern California, but we're going to be leaning into that. I just can't imagine another, we need a change in America. And Bernie's not the way to go. And Hillary's just a pale comparison of Obama, but she'll be in there. I don't mean that in any other sense, except that she's going to just continue policy. She's already said that. And except, if anything, get harder on the Second Amendment and other things. So,
absolutely.
Anyway. Thanks
Absolutely.
A lot, Congressman, for being with us today, and have a safe trip up here. For
all right,
to
all right.
See,
stay cool, and we'll hope to see everybody up there.
Okay,
so stay cool in the process. There will be, I'm sure, some lines and processing, and people have to just be patient for what that looks like. But it's important, and it's an amazing thing for Northern California that the attention's being paid. So
I think it's great.
We should be excited.
It's very exciting. Okay,
yeah.
thanks very much, Congressman.
Bye.
You bet. Okay, Ray, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Budget Blinds. As you know, Budget Blinds is the ones to go to. It's hot. And so if it's hot and the sunlight is streaming into your house, it's just going to make your air conditioner work like crazy. So get some kind of glass coverings you can get. Ones put on the glass itself, you get rebates from REU. You get all those things, or just drapes or some kind of window coverings. And that's what Budget Blinds does. They work with your budget. Clever, huh? So check out budgetblinds.com or give a call at 226-9027. Talk to Jerry or any of the professionals over there at Budget Blinds to get your house cooled off this summer. We'll be right back after these messages.
Shasta County needs a leader that will bring new energy to the Board of Supervisors. Mary Rickert, co-owner of Prather Ranch, is that leader. Mary is committed to improving public safety services, addressing substance abuse and mental illness, and to strengthening our economy.
I have a strong background in business, in forestry, and agriculture, and have served on numerous boards and community organizations.
Vote for Mary Rickert for District 3 Supervisor. She will solve our challenges sooner. Paid for by Mary Rickert for Supervisor 2016.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Washington, D.C. is a long way from the North State, not just in distance, but also in attitude. The decisions made there affect much of our everyday lives. The national debt is nearing $20 trillion. That's mind-boggling, and must be brought under control. And those politicians who say everyone needs to pay their fair share, well, they're talking about you paying more, not themselves. We don't need higher taxes. You already pay too much. The best way to eliminate the crushing debt is to control government spending and the ridiculous regulations that chase our jobs overseas. It's that simple. I voted against the big spenders and to slash the debt. We've put the brakes on more billions of your federal tax dollars being spent on the high-speed crazy train. and I will keep fighting to build new reservoirs, protect our North State water, and force the VA to take care of our veterans. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I authorize this message.
Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
A pretty girl can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, "I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me?" About that time, three young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, "There is a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable." "Yes, I see," I said. The second said, "The quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable." "Yes," I agreed. The third scolded me. "If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle." I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, "Well, we looked it all over and we all agree. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys?" Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Are you looking to diversify your retirement with gold and silver but not sure about the high-pressure salespeople on an 800 number? You'll find honest, straightforward answers to all of your questions with the local staff at the Gold Mart, with no additional charge, fee, or commission added to your purchase. See just how easy purchasing gold and silver can be with the help of your hometown professionals at the Gold Mart. Call 221-4653 to make an appointment or stop by today. The Gold Mart, down in Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Redding.
Just a small town girl.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBaugh. Linda is on a sabbatical today. She sang last night at Wind River. What a great night that was in Elements Lounge. Oh, wow. Scott Lewis was there. Rick Hill. Rick Hill, who is, I can say this unabashedly, he's one of the nicest guys I've ever met in my life. And, I mean, I've met so many great people up here in Redding. I can't even go into all the people I've met up here. Just super, 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 super people. But Rick Hill has got to be one of the nicest. And he's a financial investment guy. And he does real well at that. But, man, can he play the guitar. I told him last night, he ought to just quit his job, quit his day job, get Pam, his wife, and just start touring the country playing the guitar. Didn't go over really big with Pam. I think he would like it. Anyway, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over there at Cypress Square Barbershop. You can't get a better haircut anywhere, anywhere than at Cypress Square Barbershop. Man's last stronghold. Veteran-owned business. Gives discounts to seniors and veterans. It's absolutely super place. That and our friends over at Tobacco and Brew. Another veteran-owned business. Open 7 days a week, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's. Walk next door, a great, great, great tobacco emporium next door with a walk-in humidor that is just simply outstanding. All of this, Tobacco and Brew and Cypress Square Barbershop, discounts for veterans at both places. All right. Hey, we got like 12 minutes left. Jared, hop on here. It's 80 degrees. It's going up to 102 today. The whole weekend's going to be in the hundreds. Is that correct?
That's what it looks like. See, tonight's going to be a low of 69. Saturday, high of 101, low of 70 with a slight chance of thunderstorms. Sunday is going to be 101 with a low of 72, another slight chance of thunderstorms. And on Monday, it's supposed to be 102 and with a low of 71.
Okay, so the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans over there. A veteran-owned business. Other ones, you know, am I saying there's a lot of veteran-owned businesses out there? Well, there are, and they're local. Locally owned, locally operated. All of them. Okay, hey, with the temperature out there, make sure if you're going out to the Trump rally today and they're expecting thousands, get out there. The gates open in an hour. Might want to get out there. Make sure you bring your big hats and water and be prepared for it to, you know, just be patient out there. And when you see protesters, if there are even protesters, don't, you know, it's the First Amendment. And we really push the First Amendment. If they want to go out there and protest, that's fine. That's what the First Amendment's about. Even though some of the others on the other side of the anarchists don't believe that you should have the right of free speech. Okay, let's see. What are the things we have going here? Well, you know what? I'm going to go back to the Annapolis and the graduation and letting the football players play for teams instead of going on and doing their 4 years of active duty. You know, the more I've read about it, they're saying, oh, yeah, but no, they're still Navy. They're just in the Naval Reserve. And then when it's not during football season, they'll be doing things for the Navy. Really? Really? I find that kind of difficult to swallow still. I don't care who it is. And there's more than, by the way, there's more than just a quarterback. They've got a long snap a player that plays for the Patriots has been doing this since last year. You didn't hear too much about it. And then you've got another player on their team that's going to be able to try out also. I mean, the Naval Academy, am I wrong? Is that we put people into these academies so that they get a world-class education for 4 years, and then they go into our services. And then they pay back kind of for that education by serving on ships or flying airplanes or being infantry officers or whatever they do. But it's a payback because, hey, look, we spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on their education. And now they go out and play football. They get million dollar contracts while their partners or their buddies or teammates who led opened up the holes for them, blocked for them. They're going to go out and go into combat, and your leader, your quote leader, is going to be playing for the Baltimore Ravens. Are you kidding me? And people went along with this, but this is exactly what you expect from the Obama administration. The Obama administration, when it comes to fairness and treating people. I mean, where does it say that? Why didn't you let all of them do that? Oh, okay, you played football. Okay, look, you did a really good job. You could be drafted. Okay, we're going to let you do that. And that'll be your payback to the Navy. Oh, yeah, when you're not training or in season, oh, during the summer, you can, or after the fall, you can be in the Naval Reserves. Are you going to go out on a ship? Are you going to learn your job? No, you're going to go out and what are you going to do, some PDPD job? This is absolutely wrong. Absolutely wrong. It goes up there. It's not as high as, of course, as forcing the services to say that women can be in special forces, and it was a force job, and everybody knows that. Oh, no, women can be in special. Oh, no, we have to have diverse. No matter what the studies show, we're stronger if we're diversified by putting women into infantry. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? That's strength. Diversity is strength. And I hate to use the same analogy over and over again, but how come then we don't have women in pro football? If you want to do that, why don't we have one of the top class leaders from the academy who is a woman, and it shows leadership, has got smart, all this. Why don't you let her play in the NFL too? Oh. All right, let's go to the phones. Roberta, good morning.
Yes, good morning. Hey, Carl, we are so fortunate here to have your knowledgeable commentary. Thank you so much for it.
Oh,
and then the other thing is, oh, my goodness, that was such a wonderful show last night. And I just want to encourage people, if you have not heard Linda and the Bluebirds, you need to go. This is a real Las Vegas class act, and they are so kind and wonderful to their audience. So anyway, have a happy day, everybody.
Oh, thank you, Roberta. Aren't you nice? Yeah, Roberta comes to the shows, and I tell you what, it is. There are good shows out there. The people we have, Linda has people that show up the first Thursday of every month out at Wind River and Elements Lounge so they can listen to her sing. A big shout-out to Kim Chamberlain and George, and they brought a bunch of people yesterday. Of course, Roberta was there, and all of our friends, Bill and Sandy. Gosh, so many of them. Leonard was there. I thought Leonard was going to be calling in today. He said, okay, I'm ready to call. He wants to take on Congressman LaMalfa, and we somehow missed that today. It would have been interesting. Okay, this weekend, again, we've got that hackathon that you can go to and be part of. The other things that are going on here, and when I look at the VA, and I look at the things that they're saying now about the VA, somebody's actually, we had a guest on that was speaking for the Democratic side, and he said people are actually talking about privatization of the VA. And I thought about that. Is there something so wrong that if you're in areas where It's difficult to get to a get to a VA that you aren't given. Why aren't you given a subsidy as people are in Obamacare to go see go to see physicians, specialists, where you don't have to drive down three hours to Mather. And then, you know, it takes you a month or 6 weeks to get in there, which is why they started this Veterans Choice program that works sometimes but doesn't work other times. Works and where doctors aren't being paid, and it's just, you know, it's abysmal how they treat the veterans. I don't understand why, and I would hope that Trump does. I hope somebody whispers in Trump's ear, you've got a large percentage of veterans that live up in Northern California. They believe in the Second Amendment. They believe in the Constitution. They believe in free enterprise. That he doesn't come up and tailor his remarks to talking about how he would change the VA to support the veterans. You don't see $1 billion thrown into helping to treat veterans in suicides when there's 22 veterans a day committing suicide, but you see it for Zika, and we've had one case here. Oh, let's put $1 billion into that. Why not put $1 billion into trying to find and support veterans that are contemplating suicide? Start more mental health programs out there. I didn't see that. And if Trump, I would love to hear Trump say, hey, look, this is what I'm going to do with the VA. I'm going to bring in two people or a team of people that are going to do 6 weeks of when I come in, the day I come in there, they're going to start and they are going to go through the VA and they're going to come up with a strategic and a tactical plan so that the VA changes and it changes for the good. Where veterans are taken care of, where there are no waiting lines. And if there are waiting lines, that we put the money and the people at it that can reduce those waiting lines, that we get rid of people who don't care, this bureaucracy that's in there where you become a number because the VA has gotten so bloated in people and so, you know, and their attitude of many of them is, gosh, you know, it's just another day I get paid. There are exceptions to this, yes. Many exceptions. The VA in our town here still continues to take care of patients in a superb way. Most of the patients. There are problems, just like in any other place. But the bottom line is, I would love to hear Trump come up here and actually talk about what he would do to help the veterans and of this country. You judge a country by how they treat their veterans. They're more than happy to send you off to war. Now they've got to be more than happy to support you when you get back. And this thing, raising rates for their how much money they pay, raising the medication amounts they pay and all this. I mean, you can kind of understand that as things move forward. But if you look at the way the money's being spent and how they're doing it, if this bureaucracy is that bad, why not take part of the bureaucracy, just privatize it, just let people go out there and get their medical care with this card that will be accepted and will pay the rates for doctors instead of paying a rate that's so low or so late in being paid that they just, you know what, you're not on the top of their list to be seen. If, you know, it's, again, the treatment of our veterans. Then I'd like to see Trump say something to the effect of that the Constitution means something and that he believes in the fact that the Second Amendment means that you can keep and bear arms and you can shoot and you're not going to have to worry about anybody he appoints to the Supreme Court from taking away that right. And then I'd like to hear him say is that even though the people of California, but the Democrats that are throwing out all these different laws, guess what? Hey, we're going to fight them. We're going to fight them in court. And let the state of California prove why taking magazines away needs to be done, you know, from somebody that owns one, or you can't own a certain kind of weapon, or you have to register a hunting rifle as an assault weapon. All of these. And then the other things about freedom of speech and taking away, and the FCC making it harder and harder for people to express their thoughts or to move forward with that way, or the fact that the EPA turns around and tells you exactly what to do with your land about a drop of water falling on it. I mean, the Supreme Court of the United States said 7-8-0 said that was pretty much unconstitutional, as we just talked about earlier with Congressman LaMalfa. The big thing, though, for everybody is have a great weekend. Be careful out there. Go see that hackathon out there at the it starts at 2 o'clock out at the Shasta Venture Hub. 2 to 5:30 tomorrow out on 4300 Caterpillar Road. See what that's about. Be safe. Don't leave anybody in the cars this weekend. And get out and vote next Tuesday. Get out and vote next Tuesday. This is a chance for you to get out there and say something about what's happening to your government. If you don't care, oh, I don't want to vote, it's too hot, it's just, you know, I don't know anything about what's going on. I pity you. I pity the fools that don't go out and vote. Have a great weekend, everybody. And remember, it is the good guys against the bad guys.
Well, I won't. Back
it's
down.
Also a time to go up and stand up.
No,
time to stand up, go out,
down.
Vote. Let your voice you be heard. And trust me, I'm going to be pushing this for the next 2 days. I hope if you haven't done it before, down. Now's the time to do it. Have a great weekend. Be careful out there.
Won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
This hour from townhall.com, I'm Rich Thomason. He's using the words terrible and bombshell to describe the latest employment report. Donald Trump talking about the government's report for May. It shows that private sector employers added just 38,000 jobs, fewest number in 5 years. Economist Diane Swank.
It's a slap in the face to the U.S. economy.
Now, the unemployment rate fell to 4.7%, but that's because almost 500,000 people quit looking for work. If there is any silver lining in this report, it might just be this.
Wages continue to hold at 2.5% gains from a year ago, despite the lack of real job gains.
Manufacturing and construction cut thousands of jobs last month. Hotels, retailers, and restaurants added some, but at a slower pace than in the past. Search continues for some missing soldiers in Texas. Their 2-ton troop carrier swept away in a rain-swollen creek.
While our priority remains on searching for our 4 missing soldiers,